With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Farmer leaders recently gathered deciding how to best make use of soybean checkoff funds. We'll have details on that story, but first a word from our sponsor.
Remember checking the markets back in the day? If you go way back, they moved about a nickel a year. It was up a penny, the word spread through party lines, and everybody revved up their single axes with no hoist and motored to town. Then came the 70s with a Russian grain deal, tandems and limit moves on the grains, 30 cents beans. The radio was just starting to have closes, and sometimes the 6 o'clock news had markets. Nowadays, almost everyone has semi, and you have text alerts from your favorite market analysis. Memories. Need seed? Think proceed.
Farmer leaders of the United Soybean Board recently set funding priorities for the fiscal year of 2022, which starts in October. The projects aim at increasing profitability for U.S. soybean farmers, according to USB Chair Dan Farney.
This is one of our most important meetings that we lay out, actually our next fiscal year, what we're planning on investing in for the checkoff and for all farmers. We looked at a total of 181 new checkoff-funded projects, and that had a total budget allocation of $78 million. And those three things that we focus on are oil, sustainability, and meal.
Projects are considered and reviewed based on alignment with the checkoff's overall objectives for supply, marketplace, and demand across the target areas of soybean meal, oil, and sustainability.
One of the things that we're working on is regaining demand for edible soybean oil market and also expanding markets for applying high oleic soybean. But in meal, we want to work with our number one customer, which is animal agriculture. It's working with other organizations like the U.S. Soybean Export Council, with the USA Poultry and Egg Export Council, and U.S. Meat Export Federation. So those are ways that we continue to support animal agriculture and provide exports.
Farney says this year they were able to invest more for the future of the U.S. soybean industry.
As everybody knows, soybean prices are up a little bit. We hope that continues, but also we was able to invest a little bit more. I think $70 million invested in the previous fiscal year, and so we invested $78 million this time. And that really helps create a strong foundation going forward, that we continue to build on progress that we've been working on over the years.
With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich.